Hello, and welcome to a VO's Journey podcast. My name is Anthony Pica, and this show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all the crazy things that I seem to step on. Boy, I say that a lot, don't I? You're probably like, for the God's sakes, just skip it, Anthony. All right, well, anyways, this is episode number 221. Today we are going to be talking about a really fun topic. I got this question from the Facebook group, and the question is how to come up with the perfect voiceover business name. You know, like, how do I come up with a name for my voiceover business? I think this is such a great question, and I love to go into the thought process behind this and why it really is super important to determine what type of name, you know, you're going to use and also why you're using that name. All right, well, let's have some fun.
Let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, so the question is, of course, how do I come up with a name for my voiceover business? I think this is a really, really great topic. But before we get started, I want to just take a moment to mention, if you've not checked it out yet, go to the link below. There'll be a link in the description or avosjourney.com and check out Avo's Journey Elite Academy. You know, we're meeting four times a week. We're doing Mondays are voice acting, Tuesdays are production, Wednesdays are marketing, and Thursdays are business systems. And we have four different coaches, absolutely fantastic. We meet live four times a week, like I said. All the videos are archived, so if you miss something, you can see it, and we'd love to have you. I really do think we're like the only place that does four live training sessions a week, and the price is actually really, really affordable. It probably will end up going up next month, but hey, join now and you'll get a good chance to keep. And if you join, you will get that price will be grandfathered in, so you'll never have to. Even if it does raise, it won't change your price. But anyways, check that out. You'll absolutely love it. It's fantastic. A lot of amazing stuff, and we've been getting some great feedback and really growing. So, and that of course is leading on to the convention next summer. But anyways, let's get on to this topic, which is, you know, how do I come up with a name for my voiceover business? What should I name my voiceover business? So let's dive in about that, okay? So I think and you know, let me talk about, you know, the two different names that I actually have for my business. And I think this is a great place to begin. Because when I first started, of course, the general idea that we all get, right, is that you start with your name. So like my name, Anthony Pica, and then then you add like VO on the end, right? Or like Anthony Pica VO, which is what I named my business to start. And I actually named my LLC Anthony Pica Productions LLC. Now, I did that for a reason. I did the productions for a reason because I didn't want to be just... I didn't want to just be voiceover if I decided to do something else. Meaning like if I decided to add on audio editing, you know what I mean? Like I would edit other people's audio files. Or if I wanted to produce, you know, if I wanted to do audio for videos or some, like, you know, if I wanted to do other stuff other than just VO, I could, that would be all encompassing under that. But it would still revolve around me, right? Anthony Pica. So, but, you know, I generally used Anthony Pica VO. Okay, and we have some other things like, you know, it could be voice, like Anthony Pica voice, or I've heard some people come up with some great, you know, great ideas with their names and adding some interesting tags, you know, with their name and stuff. And that's always kind of like the first option. And with that option, you have to think your goal is branding you, right? You are branding you. The whole point is to brand Anthony Pica, right? That's the point of Anthony Pica VO, so that people will search for Anthony Pica, that they, you know, the more I get that name out there, the better. Okay. But in the end, it's all about me, my name. And in the end, it would be all about you and your name. And that's great. That's one method of going about branding yourself and coming up with the name for your business is using your name and adding a voice onto it, or adding VO to it, or adding, you know, some other tag. The other way that I want to talk about, and I did this very intentional, and it's kind of like this podcast, right? And things like that. So, you know, the other part, and I just mentioned in the beginning of this podcast, is a VO's journey. So a VO's journey was my idea of naming another part of my business to where it could go beyond me. Okay, so now I want to really talk about this, because this might be something that you're thinking too, right? So like I said, with Anthony Pica VO, that's great. And I could, you know, I can brand that, of course, because I'm branding Anthony Pica and my voiceover business, right? But in the end, that's all about Anthony Pica. And in the end, if you name your business that, that's all about you. Now, again, that's perfectly acceptable, and most people do that. But with the VO's journey, I wanted to make it be able to be more than just me, right? I wanted to be able, I had an idea that the future, even though I didn't know what the future would hold. Like, for example, when I started a VO's Journey podcast, it really was about my journey. But at the same time, I could have called it Anthony Pica's journey, right? But I didn't. I called it a VO's journey. And the thought was, even back then, even, you know, it's almost been 3 years now. I think we started in 2019, was it? Or 2018? Gosh, I don't even remember. We got a lot of episodes. Anyways, we started a few years ago. And my thought was, well, what if one day it's more than just me? Like, what if I have, I've always wanted an agency personally, right? Like I've always wanted to represent people and, you know, to be able to help people get voiceover work, because I think it's just so much fun. Like I love it to death. So I thought it'd be really cool to help others do the same thing. So in my mind, you know, building something or having a name that allowed me to step away from it being all about me and being more about the ideals that I had, right? Like, you know, kindness, quality, easy to work with, fast delivery, you know, all of these things that I believed in, it could be beyond just me, you know, it could be a bunch of people. It could be multiple people. And, you know, what's interesting is now with a VO's Journey Elite Academy, right, this is exactly what's happening, because now we have, you know, there's multiple coaches. It's not just me, right? We've got Susan, we've got Don and Donnie, we've got Angela, you know, and we've got multiple coaches now besides me. And a VO's Journey Academy now is about all of us and all of the students who are a part of it. It's not just about one person. And that's the idea behind naming your business a different name that's not your name, okay? That you are trying to brand an idea, okay, instead of you. Now, there are, like I said, there are benefits for both. And I have both, okay? I brand me as Anthony Pica VO, because I'm literally trying to brand me as a voiceover artist, no one else. But in a VO's journey, right, I'm going to brand a VO's journey and a VO's Journey Academy, right, as a school, as a destination, as a place to go where people can learn how to grow their voiceover business, and they can learn how to represent themselves, right? They can learn from a loving and nurturing community of other voice actors who want to help, not put you down, right? That's the goal of the academy, right? And you know, that's exactly why I use a VO's Journey Academy as opposed to Anthony Pica. Okay. Now, here's a perfect example. As I build out the agency, that name, all right, will be probably a name like, you know, Elite Voices or something, right? Where we'll have a name that specifically is about voices, multiple voices, okay, and the quality of those voices. And what, you know, and how we believe in running a business and serving customers and clients, not about Anthony Pica. You know, now that doesn't mean that, you know, like, you know, and you hear all the time, like with lawyers or doctors or firms, right, where they have their names and, but, you know, it's always partners and associates. But again, even those people, what do you see when they say their names? You see their face. They are basically branding themselves. And that is fine. You have to determine whether or not you want to brand yourself, your face, your identity, or you want to brand, you know, another or set of ideals. Now, can you do both with your name and your face? Of course you can, okay? But it makes it difficult when you're trying to add more to the bunch. Now, again, this is all dependent on what you want to do as a business owner, as a voice actor. That's up to you, okay? But I will say this when it comes to marketing and branding yourself. You have to think that the idea here when you're branding yourself is recognition. You know, when a client finds you and they go to hire you, they probably really could care less what the name of your business is. But the most important part of that sentence when it comes to marketing is the client finding you, right? Like, that's the whole point. How do they find you? How do you get in front of the opportunities? Well, you know, some things that I've talked about on this podcast, we go over it every week in the academy. But the point is, though, is that you have to think, if you are marketing yourself and putting yourself out there, you know what I mean, and people begin to recognize your name and attach that recognition with voice artist, okay, your name equals voice artist, now you have something very, very powerful. But they will only ever attach your name to voice artists if that's how you brand it. And that's okay, because if that's what you're trying to do, then perfect. You're doing it absolutely right, which in turn means that you want to do that, because nothing is easier than showing a person's face. And we've already determined this, right? Your face will get more clicks, right, than anything else. Okay, you will get more interaction with a real picture of you, a real video of you, than you will on anything else when it comes to branding you. Okay, because it is you and no one else is like you. So that means you can't copy and nothing can be copied. It's you. So it's you are the perfect branding tool for yourself. So if you plan on branding yourself, meaning you want to get people recognizing your name, recognizing you, and attaching you to voice artist, then the best thing to do is brand everything you. But if you want to also down the road make it more than just you, okay, like I said, possibly offer other services, do other things, you could also think about doing it differently, like branding a name. Now, I would say that about 90% or more of the people I work with on a daily basis, they really are just interested in growing a voiceover business just for themselves. And that's wonderful. In which case, in my personal opinion, the best thing to do would be to brand you and your name. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have to work your butt off, because just because you put your name out there doesn't mean someone's going to remember it, but it gives you a place to start so that you are branding you, your life, your beliefs, your name, your face, okay? That's your brand. That's the content is already there for you, okay? Your imagery is already there for you. The colors you like, it's already there. All the stuff is there for you already because you are branding you. You are branding you, the real you, okay? But if you want to do more things, then that's when you brand something else, like a VO's journey, okay, or something like that. Now, you can determine what you want to do, and both have their benefits. But just know that if you try to brand yourself and your picture, etc., and then try to brand a different name, right? It's possible that it gets lost, because why would this picture of one person be running around with this other name? It doesn't make a lot of sense, right? It doesn't make sense to people, and we need to make sense to people. So at least in this particular idea, and you know, and it's okay, whatever you've done, don't freak out like, oh my God, I've done something wrong. Like if you've named your business something that's not your voice and then you've got your picture everywhere, I mean, that's not your name, you know, and you've got your picture everywhere and within that, don't think you've done something. It's not the end of the world. Just know that, you know, the goal is, and this could be holding you back, remember, is what are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to accomplish with posting things on the internet, with the name of your business, with your branding? You know, what are you trying to accomplish? You know, are you trying to accomplish with branding is about recognition. Branding is about growing trust through recognition. Okay. So that means that the best way to do that, especially if you're bringing in with yourself, is to brand you. Or you brand something that is about multiple people. Okay. It's about an idea. Okay. And the people that work there, they share that idea. Or at least we hope they do, right? But that's the whole point of this. So really in the end, again, it goes back to what do you believe in? What are you trying to accomplish? You've got to figure that out first. Okay. I want my brand. I want my face. I want my name and my business. I want my brand to get, you know, get people recognizing what I do. And when they think about voiceover, they think of my name. They think of my face. Okay. We remember faces before we remember names, right? You ever hear that? Like, I remember faces, I don't remember names, because we remember better visually. Okay. So you got to think about that. So the visual aspect of everything we do is really important. That's why branding you and your picture is so great. Okay. But you have, you know, and even with the VO's journey, I still use my face, but I've started to get more away from that. And now if you notice, a VO's journey is now more branded with a lot, like a more like people from the class, people from the academy. It's branded with a lot of people as opposed to just my face, because it's about more than just me. All right. But again, that's a different situation. So my recommendation in the end is you've got to figure out what your goal is. And if your goal is recognition for your voiceover business, then you need to brand the snot out of your face, your name, who you are, what you believe in, how you plan on helping clients. You know, like what service can you give them? What is the experience that your client is going to get by working with you? That all goes into your brand. That all goes into, you know, it boils down to that's what people need to recognize when they see your name of your business. Hopefully, which is, again, your name with something attached to it. And it could be just your name too. You know what I mean? Get the name of your website. Get all these things that you need to do. And if you haven't done that and you're contemplating whether or not you want to change your name, okay, I always look at something like this. If you believe, like if you look at your business and there's not, you know, nothing's going on, okay, no one's going to really care if you change it because no one knows what's going on anyways. But if you have a lot going on right now, but you're like, gosh, I just don't know if I like my stuff, and you go to change it, please stop and think about it. Okay, because like, for example, I have Anthony Pica Productions LLC. That's the name of my LLC. Yet I've branded Anthony Pica VO and I've branded a VO's journey. So I'm branding these names underneath Anthony Pica Productions LLC. So you don't have to change everything to brand something new if you want to go down that route. Okay. All right. Listen, I hope that this has been helpful, or at least got you thinking about your name of your business, what it means. Okay. What it means. In the end, I would say though that it doesn't matter whether you use your name or some other name, doesn't matter unless it stands for something. So you have to stand for something. Okay. We all have to stand for something. It could simply mean that you stand for quality service, a quality voiceover, and easy to work, you know, like you stand for something, but you got to stand for something. Do you know what I mean? Because if you don't, then no one is going to be able to relate to you. No one is going to remember you or recognize you. Okay. So you've got to have something. What you could stand for, life is supposed to be fun and funny. You could stand for, you know, these are serious times and I'm a serious person. You know, like you can stand for whatever you believe in. You know, I believe in, you know, communicating with people constantly. It doesn't matter what you stand for, but you got to stand for it and make people known so that they get that like triple dose of you, right? Through your name, through your face, and through your beliefs. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to another podcast. And as you know, this is the second day in a row that we've done a podcast, so it's going well. I did get out another blog today. It was really actually good because this is like Tech Tuesday, even though today's conversation really not necessarily is about tech on the podcast. But I thought it was a really cool conversation to have because I don't think many of us, or I've never actually really talked about naming a voiceover business on any video or any podcast or blog that I've ever done before. So I really want to thank that person was who asked it in the Facebook group. I thought that was really cool. So thank you again. And like I said in the beginning, make sure you check out the Academy. I think you're really going to love it. It's really fantastic. A lot of value there for you and a lot of fun. So thank you guys. As always, you have a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. I will talk to you later. Peace.